KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
I'm speaking with Piper McDaniel from Street Roots about the newest issue of the paper that comes out today. Welcome to the show, Piper.
Hello.
Thanks for being with us. So this is the last of the Street Roots election issues for the 2022 midterms. Very exciting. Been good coverage so far. Broad strokes, what can readers find in this edition?
Yeah, so this is the fourth installment of our elections issue. Although, as a note, we'll still have more coverage down the line, but this is the fourth issue that has been almost exclusively dedicated to elections. And in this one, we are covering state Senate seats up for election and state House districts up for election. And there were a lot of those. And so in a departure from our earlier coverage, we have switched our format and we provided questionnaires. So we asked all candidates who are running for state Senate seats and state House district seats the same four questions, really zeroing in on housing and homelessness, and asking about what their policies were. And so it's definitely an interesting read if you go through it side by side, because it's just everybody's responses to these policies issues just like laid out in a block. And so it's a pretty interesting thing to read, I think.
Yeah, definitely. You focus in, like you said, on the state legislature seats and what folks' attitudes towards housing and homelessness are. I mean, broadly speaking, are there places where, you know, we do see opposing candidates, obviously, from Democratic and Republican parties. Are there places where they tend to agree?
Yeah, and that was definitely an interesting thing in reading side by side. You know, there's always agreement, you know, among Democrats and between Democrats and Republicans. I would say one common thing that I came across related to housing was kind of this common understanding on the part of many candidates from either party, that the real barrier with housing is that people can't afford it, which maybe sounds like a kind of intuitive leap, but it often gets discussed in different ways. And so I did definitely come across a lot of candidates who felt that that was like the core issue, right? Because at its root, a housing crisis is an affordability crisis. And so there definitely was common agreement that that was at the root of what a housing crisis was. I think there's definitely different responses to that and what people think is the best route to fix it.
Right. There's an agreement that there is a problem, but maybe less so in terms of how to fix it, right?
Yeah. And speaking generally, Republicans are more likely to look at the issue of housing and really want to focus in on building more housing so that there's not a housing crisis. And the theory behind that is that it will slow raising rents. I have done reporting showing that that is the case. Building more housing, while it'll stop an increase in rents, does not lower them. And so people who have already been priced out, building more housing isn't really going to solve that root problem of rents already being really too expensive for a lot of people. But at any rate, Republicans will often zero in more on wanting to build more housing, and then as a component of that, favoring things like streamlining regulation and making it easier for building, or like lowering taxes or creating incentives for that process. Democrats also see the importance of increasing housing stock, but they also look at things like increasing affordable housing or rental vouchers to help people pay rent so that they don't become homeless. Other sort of social support systems like that as a component of addressing the housing crisis.
So you sent out this questionnaire. It's got four questions that folks responded to, but not everybody responded. How did Street Roots approach that, presenting information about folks?
Yeah, so the first thing to know is that we made a really robust effort to get responses from everyone, but it just also is part of the realities of elections and journalism that sometimes you don't always get those responses. We tried to keep them short and manageable for the sake of readers, but also in an effort to get more responses, and I think that was successful. for those who weren't responding, you know, we reached out to them multiple times, maybe three or four through email. We also made like several phone calls right before our deadline. We made a last round of calls and called treasurers and just really made a strong effort to try and get everybody on board. In those cases where we weren't able to get responses, we did our best with existing information. So as much as possible, we were trying to get direct statements from candidates, either in interviews and a lot of it from their campaign websites, which will show what their election priorities are. If they have a plan related to housing or homelessness, it would often be like showcased on their website if that was something that they had. And so in cases where we weren't able to actually get their input, we did our best to fill it in.
And there were a couple that you weren't able to find at all. Is that correct?
Yes. There were some candidates that had no information, just no information available. Or in some cases, candidates that had some information available and they had a Twitter presence and maybe were having events, but their information on their website was like really pretty sparse. So there were some cases where there just wasn't information available, and with them declining to respond to us and provide answers, we were not able to offer them to readers.
Well, I appreciate all of the work that Street Roots put into this, and that every candidate is next to their opponent and it lists, you know, what district, who it is, their party affiliation, where they're located, incumbent, challenger, and whether or not they submitted answers. And it's easy to compare the two, even where folks didn't submit answers, still trying to use what, you know, materials and communications they have out there to talk about this issue and really be able to compare folks.
As I mentioned, I mean, for me, just as a voter, going through these Q&As, it was really interesting to read so many responses side by side. And so we don't usually get the opportunity to get that sort of comparison from candidates. Like often we are seeing them, they've created like their own sound bites, or they're saying what they want to say and they're creating the context for it. Or if there does happen to be a debate, that's often a pretty like tense and like highly stressful situation where, you know, there's competition to be winning or just other sort of issues at play that make it a little different than just a straightforward discussion of policy. And so it was surprising to simply get to read those in-depth responses and compare them, you know, and in doing that also get a sense of who really has a strong grasp and a lot of ideas versus someone who maybe has more theoretical ideas but not specifics. That to me in reading these was like something very, very interesting and helpful. One thing that I noticed that was a little bit surprising to me was that a lot of the first-time candidates with no previous political experience didn't have a lot of policy details or information. And this was true both for candidates who responded to questions and those who didn't. And the point of that isn't to say you don't want to elect a candidate who doesn't have political experience, but it was just interesting to me because a lot of these candidates are promoting themselves as people who are not career politicians. And it's just notable to me that in many of these cases, it definitely, like, this lack of experience also seemed to translate into a lack of meaningful policy, right? So while there could be benefits to a candidate who is not entrenched in politics, it also was striking to me that some candidates really didn't have a lot of information or specific policy ideas or like details about how they understood problems and issues. And that to me was something that was like easily observable in reading these questions and also something that would be noteworthy for voters.
Yeah, I'd like to, if possible, just kind of talk through, because there's only four questions for the candidates, just kind of talk through each one if we could. The first one you asked folks is, what do you believe is the main cause of the homelessness crisis in terms of concrete policy proposals? How would you address that main cause? What were you trying to get out of folks in that question?
Right. So in terms of asking what they think the main cause of homelessness is, that's a way to understand their conceptual framework, but in some ways, it also helps you understand whether or not it's someone who's actually had a lot of experience dealing with homelessness. So at the far end of the spectrum, some candidates said drug addiction was the cause. In reality, the causes for homelessness are much more complex than that. And so the purpose of asking that was to give readers a sense of what the candidates thought the problem was as the basic point for their departure for what for policy, for what they would recommend. In terms of asking about policies, the idea with that is very straightforward. Like, we wanted to hear from candidates how they would approach these issues, hopefully in a very specific way, to give readers a sense of exactly what this person would plan to do and how they would plan to address it. And there's really a range of responses from these candidates. Like, as I mentioned, some people are much more focused on treating addiction. A lot of Democratic candidates have a more varied approach and would want things like mental health treatment, wraparound services, investment in affordable housing, temporary housing. Some candidates really felt that upping funding for police and giving them more of a presence was the path forward. Some candidates had responses noting that there should be stricter criminal penalties, right? So there's really a broad range of ways that different people approach this issue. And so the idea was we wanted to know what people thought was best and what they thought the root cause was.
Well, we've talked a lot about what is in this issue, but we haven't talked about where folks can find the issue if they're interested in reading it for themselves. What's the best way for folks to check this out?
Yeah, if you want to read our election coverage, and I think it's really solid and helpful and a great resource and recommend it, you can purchase a hard copy from a Street Roots vendor, and they are throughout the city, and you can find on our website, streetroots.org, locations to find them, and you can also find a digital publication on streetroots.org.
Well, Piper McDaniel from Street Roots, thank you so much for taking the time to talk me through the latest election issue.
Thanks for having me.
For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.